Blue Dagger award-winning novel with Nicolas Leprevo as Aurelio Zen.
Gianpiero Rossi?
Senator? Antonio Crepi.
Commendatore, a pleasure to hear from you again. Are you here in Rome?
God forbid. I'm at home, in Perugia. I'm calling about a mutual friend, Ruggiero Miletti.
Oh, poor Ruggiero, a tragic business.
4.5 months. Chained like an animal in some hut in the mountains.
Kidnapping is a scourge, Commendatore.
Keep it by the press, Senator. I want results, not speeches. Well,
naturally, we all want results.
A top man, from Rome, to head the investigation. Arrange it.
Commendatore, you overestimate my power.
I hope not. Because I depend on you as you depend on me, Senator. And on the Miletti family and their many powerful friends.
Giorgio, I have a problem. The Miletti kidnapping.
Miletti? The Tire King from Ancona?
Miletti, radios, televisions, Perugia.
Oh, Perugia, of course.
I want a name. Someone to go there and shake things up. A top policeman.
Safe.
This is the Ministry of the Interior, Giorgio. Any tapping goes on, we do it. What's up?
Someone's leaning on someone who's leaning on me. I need a cop.
There's no one.
Fabri.
In Genoa, on the bank job.
De Angelis?
Sardinia. Don't you read the papers?
There must be someone. What about what's his name in housekeeping?
Zuccheroni?
The other one, Zen.
Zen? But surely.
What?
I thought there was a problem with Zen.
I haven't heard anything.
It's not official.
If it's not official, there's no problem. And kidnapping, wasn't Zen a specialist?
Perugia?
Yes, Zen, Perugia, in Umbria. You leave tomorrow.
But my next trip to Lecce on the...
Zen, forget housekeeping. You're back on investigation again.
Is this official?
Of course it's official. You're in charge of the Miletti investigation. As from tomorrow. Ellen, it's me.
Aurelio, I wasn't expecting you to call tonight. How did it go and wherever it was you were this time?
Why did it take so long to answer?
I've got my other lover here. Oh, Aurelio, I was in the bath.
Look, Ellen, something's come up. I can't come over tomorrow night.
James! James! Over here!
Palatino, what are you doing here?
Waiting for you, Commissioner.
I've been taken off housekeeping. I have to go to...
Perugia!
Oh?
I'm your driver.
Oh, no.
They've assigned you someone else.
Oh, yeah?
I've fixed it.
You needn't bother, Palatino.
No bother, Chief. I like driving you.
Yeah,
Besides, after housekeeping...
Watch that tram!
Cretins! Oh. I thought this'd be more exciting.
The entire resources of the Questura of Perugia are at your disposal. Your name and reputation precede you. And the prospect of serving under you inspires us all. The city of Perugia has a long and historic relationship with the capital, of which your presence here is a concrete symbol. My men wish to join with me in bidding you welcome.
Thank you, Questore, thank you.
That was nice.
What?
The way the Questore welcomed you.
Are you serious? My reputation for what?
Smashing the great stolen toilet roll racket in Campobasso.
I love that bit about Perugia's historic relationship with Rome. 2,000 years of repression. And I am the concrete symbol of it. Which is why they stick me in here, the broom closet.
What are you looking for, sir?
Bugs.
What?
Electronic listening devices.
Why?
Because I'm paranoid, Palatino. I've got a persecution complex. It's the only healthy way to be.
Commissioner Zen.
Who are you?
Inspector Lucaroni. I was working on the Miletti case with Questore Iovino before you...
Took over command.
Yes, so now I'm assigned to you.
I want the files. Everything you have, including background stuff, the Miletti, fortune, the family...
Yes, sir.
Right away, Inspector.
Right, sir.
A miserable little room, all standard issue, the desk, the rubbish bin.
Steady on, Chief.
Even the bloody crucifix.
Hello, Commissioner Aurelio Zen speaking from a broom cupboard.
I beg your pardon.
Zen, can I help you?
This is Antonio Crepi. Welcome to Perugia, Dottore.
Thank you, Signor Crepi. I'm afraid...
We must talk. Properly.
I don't know who you are.
It's so good you're here. It gives us new heart. At last, something will be done for Ruggiero. Come to dinner this evening. Meet the family.
The family?
The Milettis. Silvio, Cinzia, her husband Gianluigi. Pietro's in London, unfortunately, but I will see that Ubaldo Valesio is there. That's the lawyer who's negotiating with the kidnappers. You can talk to them all. By tomorrow, you'll know as much about the case as anyone in Perugia. What do you say?
I'll be delighted, Signor Crepi.
Thank you, Dottore. We Umbrians are simple folk, but if we lack polish, the wood beneath is sound. I'll send a car for you at 8.
Antonio Crepi was the last person to see Ruggiero Miletti before he was snatched.
Tell me about it.
Well, they're old friends. On the last Sunday in October, Ruggiero went to Crepi's villa. He left at 11:30 to drive home and never arrived.
So what happened?
When Papa didn't come back, the Miletti family farted around for 2 hours searching the road. They thought he'd had a crash, dropped too much grappa. Kidnapping never occurred to them.
It never does.
By the time we got roadblocks up, it was 2 a.m. We found Ruggiero's hat by the road and a wad of cotton wool soaked in ether. Later, we found his car dumped in a quarry.
And since then, the family have not been exactly cooperative with the authorities. Fair?
Too bloody fair. The gang got in touch, apparently. The ransom was paid. But we're not even sure how much, though it's reckoned to be 10,000 million lire.
But Ruggiero was not released.
Commissioner Zen?
Yep.
Silvio Miletti.
Oh.
How do you do? I've come to take you to Antonio Crepi.
You really shouldn't have bothered.
No bother. My car's here.
So's mine. We'll take that, shall we?
Follow that blue Fiat.
No problem, Chief. Forgive me, Signor Miletti, I assumed you were alone.
It's only my secretary. I don't drive.
I'm looking forward to meeting your family. I have a lot of questions I'd like to...
All negotiations are being handled by our lawyer, Ubaldo Valesio. He will be there this evening.
Palatino, is it? You were supposed to be following that car.
Sod it up! Sorry, Chief, I forgot.
Never mind. I'll direct you.
So, Signor Minetti, when did the kidnappers last make contact?
Dottore, you must put your questions to Avvocato Valesio. I cannot discuss it. I'm sure you see why.
No. You haven't helped us so far, but as you've agreed to meet me, I assume that's going to change. If not, God knows what we'll talk about this evening.
How do you like my little fortress?
Very impressive, Signor Crepi.
It's mostly fake, of course. Oh. My grandfather built it. Come along, Silvio. We're all waiting in here.
Ah, Silvio, you brought him.
This is my sister, Cinzia.
Signora Miletti, I'm glad to...
We're all counting on you, Commissioner. Oh, please, say there's hope. I know there is. Something tells me that Father will be all right. Are you religious?
Well, not exactly.
Oh, I wish I was. Yet sometimes I feel I am. I don't go to church, but it's not what religion is really all about, is it? I have these tremendous feelings.
Dottore, this is Gianluigi Santucci.
My husband.
Signor Santucci.
I suppose you can't be worse than the police here in Perugia. Cretins to a man.
I'm sorry, Silvio. I thought you were following me. I tried to catch you up.
It's my fault, Signora. My driver gets carried away. I'm Zen.
This is Ivy.
Ivy Cook.
My secretary.
Well, we're all here. All except Ubaldo.
Where is he? He should be here by now. We can't discuss anything without our lawyer.
More wine, Dottore.
Oh, thank you. Seems you don't trust the police. What about the judiciary? I haven't spoken to the investigating magistrate yet.
Luciano Bartocci. Oh,
what's he like?
It's been a little unfair in the family.
The man's a disgrace. He's a communist.
It's an absolute scandal. He hates us because we're rich. He's using Papa's kidnapping as an excuse.
Cinzia, dear. It's most unfortunate, Dottore, but we really cannot talk without our lawyer. Valesio is usually so reliable.
So, you've seen the Miletti family, or part of it. What did you think of them?
I think they didn't want me to stay behind and talk to you.
No, afraid of indiscretions.
Terrified of saying anything.
Mm.
Why on earth did they agree to come?
Well, Silvio came because he knew Cinzia and Gianluigi were coming. He couldn't bear to be left out. And vice versa. Grappa?
Thank you.
They're like children. It's a pity Valesio didn't make it. If he'd been here, we could have talked properly, and you'd really see what we were up against.
I thought we were up against a gang of Calabrian kidnappers.
If only we were. This is no ordinary kidnapping, Dottore, because the Milettis are no ordinary family. I'm not even sure they want Ruggiero back.
Oh?
Silvio hates his father because Ruggiero tried to make a man of him. As you can see, it didn't work. Cinzia is a pretty child who's growing old without growing up. Her husband, Gianluigi...
He hardly spoke. He seemed to resent me.
Gianluigi resents everyone. Oh, he's a most appalling shit. Shamelessly on the make, which is why he married Cinzia. But I do have a sneaking admiration for him.
What about the other brother, Pietro?
Pietro's clever and fiercely ambitious.
I'm pleased to admit it, but I don't expect it had much to do with them. They made it clear they're not cooperating with the authorities.
Well, what bothers me is that they're not cooperating with the kidnappers either.
They paid up the ransom.
Ruggiero wasn't released. The bastards came back for more. The same again.
10,000 million?
God almighty, the Milettis have got it. Or they can raise it. But all they do is bicker. What should be sold? How much can they borrow? Can they raise money by selling shares to some Japanese company? Oh, that's Gianluigi's idea. They'd starve to death arguing which sauce to have with their pasta if the cook didn't tell them. Meanwhile, time is passing. Winter's coming on. Ruggiero is an old man. And if that is Ubaldo Valesio with his apologies, I'll tell him what he can do with them. Hello? Who? I don't understand. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Commendatore, are you all right?
They've killed him.
What are they saying?
Not much. A carabinieri in charge. A body's been found near Valfabrica.
Is that all?
A man. Shot in the boot of his car.
Oh, the bastards.
This is it.
They talk like a film set.
You better stay here.
Oh, no. Ruggiero was my friend. I'm coming.
Best of luck, sir.
Good. Get back to the station.
Kill the lights. Take it down.
For God's sake, turn the lights back on.
Who is that?
Police.
You're late.
As usual. Where's the body?
Already gone.
It is true, then. He is dead.
Who are you?
Antonio Crepi. Who are you?
Oh, forgive me, Commendatore. I had no idea. Light! Now! Ettore Di Leonardo, Deputy Public Prosecutor. My apologies. I thought you were from the police.
I'm from the police.
So he is dead?
Sadly, that's so, Commendatore.
How did he die?
They put a gun in his mouth and blew his brains out. Made quite a mess of the car.
Show some respect, Bartocci. He was my friend.
Mine too.
You? A friend of Ruggiero Miletti?
Ruggiero Miletti.
There seems to be some misunderstanding. I was talking about the murdered man, Ubaldo Valesio.
Look, Ronnie.
Sir?
The Miletti's lawyer was shot last night. Ubaldo Valesio. I want you to interview his widow.
Oh, sir, do I have to?
You have to. And look, Ronnie.
Sir?
Show some tact. Sensitivity. Understand? Zen?
Luciano Bartocci. We met last night. In the confusion, I didn't introduce myself. I'm the investigating magistrate.
Ah, the communist, so, yes.
The Milettis have talked about me.
Hardly. The family won't talk about anything without their lawyer present. God knows what they'll do now.
Can we meet right away? I need to talk.
What about?
Off the record, of course. Let's go for a stroll. I must warn you, though, it'll be uphill, like everything else in Perugia.
Are the Milettis under suspicion?
Well, I received this a few days ago.
Aren't the Milettis clever? They could turn a hand to anything, even kidnapping. Old man Miletti got himself snatched just at the right moment. Now he's out of the way. The family can't sign papers to let the Japs into the game. What if the ransom money ends up in the family's pocket? Think about it. One who knows.
What do you make of it?
If it's a hoax, the hoaxer's very well informed.
What's this about the Japanese deal? Crippy mentioned it last night.
The Miletti Company is in trouble. Has been for some time. The main reason is that Ruggiero Miletti has retained total control. He's getting old, out of touch. Markets are changing. So the whole operation's running down. They've closed one factory, laid off workers in another. They're limping from loan to loan.
Don't tell me. Japanese philanthropists have stepped in.
A Japanese company wants to buy them out in return for a license to sell its own products under the Miletti name.
To beat EEC regulations?
Well, I doubt if it's to provide jobs for Italian workers. The old man wouldn't hear of it, of course.
Why not?
Sentimental stubbornness.
So you think, well, let me get this straight. You think Ruggiero got himself kidnapped to stop any deals going through?
It's happened before.
Do they need this Japanese money to save the company?
Gianluigi thinks so, but he's an outsider. No family loyalty. The Miletti's themselves, I think they want to retain control, ride it out. This way they can. They keep the company and the ransom provides a massive injection of cash.
If this is true, it means they murdered Valizio.
It's Velezio's death that makes me take it seriously. Why was he killed? He'd been negotiating with the gang for months. Why now?
Yeah, he saw someone, one of the gang.
What? Some Calabrian he'd never see again? No. This only makes sense if Velezio saw someone he knew.
One of the family.
If it came out, the Miletti's would be destroyed. What else could they do?
Buy Velezio off?
He was too honest.
Conspiracy theories have such a comforting neatness. Do you really believe it?
Do you know what a rat king is?
A what?
A rat king.
King rat, I suppose.
No. A rat king occurs when too many rats live in too small a space under too much pressure. Their tails knot together. When they fight to free themselves, they tighten the knot, which becomes a solid mass of tissue. So a new creature is formed, as many as 30 rats tied together by the tail. A rat king.
Does it survive?
That's the amazing thing. The rats come to terms with their situation. They don't like it, they squeal diabolically, but they adapt, they thrive.
The wonders of nature. What has this got to do with the case?
A lot of people believe that somewhere under the floorboards of this country, the king rat is hiding, the toughest brute of all. A criminal, a politician, or someone so big no one's even heard of him. It's this theory that's comforting. Because people think, one day we'll trap him. Rid the house of rats forever. But what we're really dealing with isn't a creature, but a condition. The condition of being crucified to your fellows, spitting, squealing, biting, but surviving. Vilely flourishing. This makes the conspiracy so formidable. There are no agendas or passwords or codes. No need. The Rat King responds automatically to any threat. Each rat defends the others. The strength of one is the strength of all.
You look pleased with yourself, Lucarone. You saw the widow?
Yes, oh yes.
What is she saying?
She was sedated up to the eyeballs. It made her indiscreet. She claims the kidnappers knew more about the Miletti's affairs than her husband.
Explain.
The lawyer would work out a deal with the family, right? All the money they could raise. Take it to the gang. Then the gang had hit back with, what about the villa at Punta Ala, the olive groves at Spello, the shares in such and such a company?
Probably Ruggiero himself. The gang made him talk.
The gang knew about stuff that had taken place after the kidnap. Velezio was sure someone was feeding them information on a day-to-day basis. The widow claimed her husband was the innocent victim of double-dealing inside the family. I want his murderers punished, she said to me. Not just the ones who pulled the trigger, but those who stood behind them in the shadows.
Let's see what Bartocci thinks of this. Lucroni.
Sir?
Do we know what firearms are owned by the Miletti's? Dr. Bartocci, please. They're not just the family itself, the whole inner circle. Yes, yes, I'll hold.
Yeah, we ran a routine check. Wait a minute. Yes. There's a Luger registered to Ruggiero, a rifle to Gianluigi Santucci, and a 4.5 Beretta to Cinzia. That's all.
Only one of them could have done it.
Done what?
It doesn't matter. I don't believe it. Not yet. Yes, yes, I'll hold. I'm still holding. Go on, Lucroni.
Oh, thank you, sir.
One last thing. Do something with that crucifix, will you?
Crucifix? What do you mean? What's wrong with it?
It's an insult to art and religion, and I can't stand those baby blue eyes staring at me. Toss it in the bin.
Oh, I can't do that, sir. It's government property. I'll put it on here.
so you won't have to look at it.
Yes.
At last. Dr. Bartocci?
Ted, I was just about to ring you.
My inspector has interviewed Patrizia Velasio.
Tell me later. There's been a new development. Come and see me at once.
So what do you make of the story?
I believe it, but it gets us nowhere. Distraught widow, hostile prosecutor, would make mincemeat of her. Right, listen to this. It was intercepted on the Miletti's home phone earlier today.
Yes? Signor Miletti? Who is this? Go to the skip on the main road near your house. Taped inside is a letter. Now get there quick before the cops beat you to it.
Unfortunately, they did.
The time for games is over. You have 3 days to do as we say, or we'll do to your father what we did to Velasio. Only more slowly.
We've got them.
The letter.
Even the Miletti's couldn't fake it well enough to fall forensics.
Why should they let us see it? We've hardly been cooperative so far.
Things are changing. Pietro Miletti flew in from England this morning. He's agreed to meet us with the letter.
I'm afraid it's not the original.
Signor Miletti. A copy of the letter is useless to our scientific experts.
It's not a copy.
Excuse me, dottore, if it's not the original and not a copy, what is it?
A memorandum prepared from the original. It itemizes every relevant
piece of
evidence.
Dottore, this is deliberate obstruction. If you want our cooperation, you must let us see the original letter.
Part of the letter was dictated by the kidnappers. Most of it was written by my father. It was for his family, not for outsiders. It was long, rambling, and distressing. The kidnap has clearly had a terrible effect on my father's mind.
He accused you of abandoning him. He recalled all the sacrifices he'd made on your behalf and blamed you for not helping him in his hour of need. He even compared you unfavorably with his kidnappers.
How do you know that? It isn't possible.
Such letters resemble one another, like love letters.
I see.
Where's the letter now?
We burned it immediately.
You did what?
My father forbade us to contact you. Most of my family supported that. It took a lot to persuade them to let me bring even this. It contains all the relevant items.
What are they?
10,000 million lira in well-worn notes. An untapped telephone number for further communication. The police not to be informed or involved in the payoff in any way. Failure to comply with these instructions will result in the death of the victim.
What do you intend to do?
Obey. What else can we do?
For the last 4 months, you've been crying poor, haggling over every lira.
I can see now why kidnapping flourishes in Italy. It's not just corrupt police or political judges. It's because in our hearts we admire the kidnappers, because we despise successful people. We like to see them brought low.
How will you raise the money?
That's our business.
I take it you asked for guarantees.
Guarantees of what?
That your father is still alive.
We just got a letter.
How do you know when he wrote it? Don't pay a cent until you get a Polaroid of your father holding the current daily paper. It'll also prove the gang still have possession.
Possession?
Of your father. Negotiations have taken a long time. They may have sold him to another gang as a long-term investment.
One more thing.
My God, is there a trade in second-hand victims?
One more thing. Commissioner Zen will be present at the payoff.
Are you mad?
If you refuse to cooperate, every member of your household will be put under surveillance. Right, Zen? It'll get in the papers. The kidnappers will call off the whole operation.
How dare you, Bartocci?
We're doing our duty, dottore.
You're risking my father's life.
There's no risk.
You heard the conditions. They'll kill him if the police are there.
They won't know Zen's from the police.
I must consult the family.
Well, as you wish, but I'd say you've got very little choice.
I wish you'd warned me you were going to do that.
I didn't know myself until I did it. I suddenly realized if no one goes on the drop, there'll be no proof it's taken place. The money vanishes, Ruggiero appears, we'd never prove it was faked.
If it is.
It's coming together. All the evidence pointing the same way. It's coming together. Why are you looking like that?
I know the feeling, that's all. I've felt it before. This time the bastards won't get away with it.
Commissioner! Get in. The kidnappers have made contact.
Signora Cook, I wasn't expecting you. Whatever else the Miletti's are, they're always surprising.
The family thought it would be better to send a woman. It was me or Cinzia.
I see.
I'm sorry they made you wait at the gates. That was Silvio's idea, a sort of protest. I thought it was childish.
Doesn't matter. I hadn't been there long. I knew you wouldn't hear anything till after dark. You've got the money.
In the boot, packed in cardboard boxes.
So where do we go?
We must find a road sign. San Sepulcro, 1 kilometer. I suppose there'll be another message there.
Yeah. It's like a treasure hunt. Only we've got the treasure.
My family are English, but I was born in South Africa.
You lived in Italy long?
Years.
How did it happen?
I was on a tour of Europe. People in South Africa do that. Then they go home, get jobs, never leave the country again. I just didn't go home. Look, San Sepolcro.
Play this tape once only, then pull it back where you found it. At the San Sepolcro turnoff, take the road to Rimini. When you reach the crossroads beyond Novofortrea, stop and wait.
God, I hate this.
Yes, it's all rather frightening.
No, I meant all this nature in the raw. So messy and wasteful. You're Silvio's secretary?
More than that, really. Silvio is a very complex and tormented person. I help to ease his way through life. This must be the crossroads. What now?
We wait. Switch off the engine. And the rest of the Miletis?
What about them?
Do you get on with them?
They find me useful.
Cinzia doesn't seem to like you very much.
Poor Cinzia, she's terribly unhappy.
Isn't it a strain, though, living in the same house with them?
Oh, I don't. I'm staying there now while this is going on, but I've got my own little flat. Ruggiero would never stand for me actually living in.
You and Ruggiero don't get on.
He's got a low opinion of foreigners and women, which puts me at a disadvantage.
So you won't be pleased to see him back?
I will. Overjoyed. I mean it. We know where we are when Ruggiero's around. In the last few months, things have fallen apart. You seem quite human.
For a policeman, you mean?
I'm usually frightened of the police. Like most people, I suppose. I was almost as frightened of the police as I was of the kidnappers.
And now you're not?
No. Do they ever attack people?
The police? Sometimes. No, all they want from us is the money in the boot. A bike.
It's thrown something. There, onto the road.
What does it say?
Put photo and message back in envelope. Leave here, follow bike.
That is Ruggiero.
Yes.
Holding up the Nazioni. Just the paper a bunch of good Catholic kidnappers would choose. Let's get after them.
Can you see where we are?
It's no good. I can't follow this. The map and the road, they seem to have nothing to do with each other.
What's going on?
Another car behind us. Keep following the bike.
There's a building ahead. A farmhouse or something.
Pull up.
What are they doing?
Checking the money.
Can you see anything?
No, not really. Flagstones, a barn.
Perhaps they've gone. Can we go?
Not yet.
Out! 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 Get it! Bastard cop! We said no police!
No fractures, Commissioner.
Are you sure? Hurts like hell.
It's only bruises. Look at the x-rays if you don't believe me, and next time take it easy. Those mountain roads are lethal.
It was a rain. I lost control.
I thought you Venetians were used to driving in the wet. Get dressed. You can go. Your driver's waiting outside.
Oh, no. The cook woman's fine, shaken but not hurt. The gang made her drive off and leave you. She got home 3 hours ago.
Money?
Gone.
Anything from the kidnappers?
Not yet. Chief, you don't think they knew, do you?
Knew what?
That you were police.
How could they? Any messages?
There's a postcard from Ellen. Dear Aurelio, are you still alive? Give me a ring.
Palatino, do you mind a private?
It's a postcard. How can it be private? You really should ring her.
Palatino.
And there's this letter.
Good God.
Well?
It's a photocopy of Ruggiero's letter to his family, the one Pietro wouldn't show us. God, I can see why. Takes them apart, one by one. In detail, Pietro, Silvio, Cinzia, and Gianluigi Santucci says he despises them all.
Do you know who sent it?
No, but I can guess. Pietro said it was burned immediately. And I believe him. But he wouldn't want this getting about, so it must have been copied before it was seen by the family, by whoever went to fetch it from the skip, and I know who they'd send on a job of that kind. Drop me in town. I'd better call Bartocci. There's been a development. I've got a copy
Christ
of the...
Christ almighty, Zen, what the hell have you done? The family are furious, quite rightly. You realize the position you put me in.
Bartocci, what are you talking about?
The payoff. When you were beaten up, the cookwoman told us all about it. Don't try to cover up.
Cover up?
The gang knew you were a cop. You must have given it away. It's unforgivable.
They knew, yes, but not from me.
Then how?
From the family, perhaps.
Don't be absurd.
Last I heard, you believe the Milettis were behind everything.
That's now, enough of that. You've got us in bad trouble, Zen. There's no telling what the gang may do now. Zen? Zen, are you there? Hello? Hello? Zen, speak to me.
You're scared.
What?
Something's gone wrong and now you're pissing your pants. So much for seeing the bastards don't get away with it.
Commissioner! Over here! I heard you were beaten up. Caputo for the dottore.
Yes, signora.
You poor thing. You must tell me all about your adventure.
Hardly an adventure, signora.
It sounded awful. You were very brave.
No, not at all.
Sitting in that car with that cookwoman for all those hours. Well, I couldn't do it. I'm waiting for her now. Ivy. She phoned me, wants to meet. Urgently, she said. She's an hour late.
What does she want?
It's quite maddening. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Well, why does Ivy Cook want to see you?
Oh, God knows. Well, she wouldn't discuss it on the phone. Did she talk about me?
When?
In the car. Oh, she must have done. What did she say?
We didn't talk much.
Oh, come on, I don't believe that. Tell me, what did she say about me? Hmm? Whatever it was, I've heard worse.
She said you were terribly unhappy.
Unhappy? Oh, she's crazy. Do I look unhappy? Have I got any reason in the world to be unhappy?
I wouldn't know.
Look what I've got. My husband, my children, my whole life. And look at her. What's she got? Unhappy? What a joke. She envies me. She's riddled with it. It's not me who's unhappy, it's her. And she's projecting it onto me. Oh, I've read about it. It's a well-known thing that mad people do.
I must go. Thank you for the coffee.
I'm a little tense at the moment. Gianluigi's away in Milan and still no word of my father.
I'm sure something will happen very soon. Zen speaking.
This is the intercept desk at the law courts.
Go ahead.
We've picked up a message on the Miletti line from the kidnappers. They've released Ruggiero.
Thank God. Have you told Dr. Bartocci?
Yes. Pick up arrangements that are to be put into effect immediately. Dr. Bartocci is already in touch with Pietro Miletti.
Good. Where's Ruggiero been released?
If you've got a pen, dottore, I'll read you the instructions that they gave them to the family.
Be it.
No track weeks' worth of dam. Rent covered them. Let's find him. Signor Miletti?
I'm coming.
And turn off those damn sirens!
Signor Miletti! Signor Miletti!
Papa! Papa!
I'm afraid it's a hoax.
Why should they do that? What have they got to gain?
Perhaps it wasn't a gang who phoned you.
It was them. Do you think I don't know his damned voice by now? Besides, who else would it be?
Someone who hates you. Must be a lot of people.
I've found him. I'm afraid he's dead.
You stand beside me, Commissioner.
Yes, Commodore.
Yeah, how was he killed?
Could he be tortured?
What about Dr. Bertocci?
When did he die?
What about the supercop?
Has Dr. Bertocci been sacked?
And the police? Ladies and gentlemen.
Family prepping charges.
Will there be a cover-up?
Will there be a cover-up?
I have a prepared statement. As deputy public prosecutor, I'm able to reassure you that inquiries into the kidnapping and murder of Ruggiero Miletti, a crime that has appalled the entire country, are proceeding. Important steps have already been taken. Fruitful avenues are opening up. Concrete results are confidently expected within a short space of time. Thank you.
Come on, Gimelana. You've told us nothing.
When did Ruggiero Miletti die?
Has Bertocci been sacked? What's the super cop from Rome?
What about the family? What are the Miletti's doing?
I'll answer one or two questions. Please keep them brief.
Do you know the time of death?
Well, it's likely that Ruggiero Miletti was killed yesterday afternoon. Well, as you know, the gang waited until this morning to send the family a cruel message of hope. Now, draw your own conclusions as to the kind of animals we are dealing with here.
Is it true that the magistrate on the case is to be replaced?
Certainly not. Dr. Bertocci will remain in charge of the investigation into the Miletti kidnapping.
Yes, but what about his murder?
Dr. Bertocci is also investigating the killing of Avvocato Valesio. Now, to avoid placing an impossible burden on my young colleague, the Miletti murder case will be directed by Dr. Rosella Foria.
But the crimes are linked. Why is the same magistrate not handling all three cases?
The crimes may or may not be linked. Should any evidence come to light, we shall review the situation.
Then Bertocci will lose the other cases, too.
The Miletti family blame the police. They've named a Commissioner Zen, super cop from Rome. They say Zen's identity was revealed to the gang at the payoff, and this caused their father's death. They want Zen disciplined. Can you comment?
Far be it from me to criticize ill-judged and intemperate remarks made by the Miletti family in the midst of their all-too-comprehensible anguish.
So Zen is still in charge?
As I clearly explained, Dr. Foria is directing the investigation.
Let's get this straight. As far as the police go, it's all one case and the same officer stays in charge. But for the judiciary, Miletti's death is an unrelated development and you've appointed a new magistrate.
I have no further comments. If you have any more questions, I suggest you put them to Commissioner Zen himself, who is standing right here.
How did it feel finding Miletti's body?
Do you accept responsibility?
Is it true you were transferred to a desk job after bungling the Morrow investigation?
Is this a setback to your career?
The family described your handling of the case as disgraceful. Would you care to comment?
He tossed me to them like dead meat to piranhas.
And Leonardo's like that. Ruthless under those designer suits. What did you do?
Stone wall they gave up eventually. Didn't look good. So, why do you want to see me?
I've been stupid. I've come to apologize.
A judge apologizing to a policeman.
Sending you to the payoff, that was irresponsible. Incorrect. It's bourgeois adventurism to think that powerful vested interests can be defeated by individual efforts.
Well, maybe I'm a bourgeois adventurist.
The rat king is self-regulating. The strength of one rat is the strength of all. Individual initiatives are doomed. The system can only be destroyed by collective action, a stronger system.
A bigger and better rat king.
Not necessarily.
And while we wait for that, the bastards get away with it again. Did you hear the recording of the message that Miletti's received this morning?
Hear it? Why?
Are you sure it was really the kidnappers who phoned?
Oh, you've been off active duty for a while, haven't you?
I don't see what.
Well, all intercepts are voice printed now. If it hadn't matched, I'd have been told. No, Miletti was murdered by his kidnappers.
Perhaps they pulled the trigger, but how did they know I was at the payoff? Isn't it possible someone in the family told them, knowing the consequences? Well,
don't know how you'd prove it. But that's your headache now.
What will happen to you?
Officially, nothing. But if I want to move up the ladder, I'll have to leave Perugia.
Don't forget your briefcase.
Oh. Dad! Sorry. I've broken your crucifix.
Good. Horrible thing.
Oh, God. There are wires inside.
And a microphone.
What are you going to do with it?
I have it checked by my friend Gilberto in Rome. I never liked it. Jesus always seemed to be looking at me. Never occurred to me he was listening as well.
Oh, dear. Commissioner.
Oh, good evening, Signora Millet.
You've caught me. You must think I'm shameless, going to the cinema on a night like this.
I don't think I...
Do you believe in a life after death? I never know what to believe. But if there's not one, it doesn't make any difference, does it? And if there is, I'm sure it's all far too spiritual for anyone to get in a huff about the way we carry on down here. Where are you going?
To my hotel. It's been a tiring day.
Strange how we keep meeting like this. It must be fated. Would you walk me home?
Walk?
I'm staying in town. It's only 5 minutes. I hate being out alone.
One drink, and then I really must go.
You pour while I get changed. Whiskey for me, straight. This is Gianluigi's place. He'll use it when he's away. God knows who I might find here otherwise. Better not know, don't you think? Then you're a detective. It's your job to know. Why are you staring at me?
Here's your whiskey.
Thank you. I don't normally drink with strangers. It's quite a thrill. We do our drinking in private, in the family. Like everything else. Oh, that's a clue, by the way.
A clue to what?
To the people involved.
I thought the people involved were unknown Calabrians.
Shall we have some music?
I'd rather talk.
What about sex? Let's see how you rate in that area. What do you think we go in for here in Perugia? Wife swapping, open marriage, singles bars?
None of those things.
Bravo! All that's around, of course, but it's not traditional. So, what do you think is the house speciality? Typically Perugian, homemade from the finest local ingredients. Mm-hmm. Well, I've given you lots of clues. You're not much of a detective, are you? I'd like another drink. Want one?
No, thanks.
Incest.
Yes?
Marriage lets outsiders into the family. Safer to stick to relations. And I don't mean cousins. We're talking mother and son, father and daughter. If you don't know these things, how will you get anything right? Tonight, for instance, you disapproved of me going to the cinema.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Yes, you think I should be in the bosom of my grieving family. But do you know what they'll be doing? Silvio will be stripped for action with Helmut, or whatever he's called this week. Pietro will have gone to bed, probably with P.D. James.
And your husband?
Oh, Lulu's still in Milan. Couldn't get a plane. As I said, I'd rather not know. Anyway, he's not family. He thought he could become family by marrying me, but... You don't break into the Maletti clan as easily as that.
Why did you marry him?
He's feathersome. That was almost enough.
But there was more.
Yes. I married him to spite my father.
You're not being very Perugian yourself, are you, telling me all this?
I knew Papa's death would be a release. But I thought I'd suffer. I thought he'd always make me suffer. No. For the first time in all these years, I feel whole again. Whole and healthy and light.
sorry for his death. I feel like dancing on his grave. There used to be an old-fashioned clothes shop on the Corso. But it's gone now. Wooden drawers, enormous heavy mirrors, full of secrets and wonders. The clothes were wrapped in tissue. They smelled of mothballs and cedar. We passed it every Sunday after Mass. Oh, there were always beautiful things in that window. I craved a pink nightdress with a frilly neck and a bandy of rabbits embroidered on the chest. I craved it, although I knew it was much too expensive. But on my 8th birthday, there it was with my present, with a little note from my father. You can guess the rest.
I think I can.
That evening, he came to my room to see me in my new night dress. That was normal. What happened next wasn't. I knew it was wrong because he made me promise not to tell anyone. Not even Mama. Our secret. After that, he came to me almost every night. I'd go to the bathroom afterwards and scrub myself raw. It did no good. I could never be clean.
Didn't you tell anyone?
I threatened to tell Mama when I was older and more daring. But he told me if I did, we'd both go to prison. He said I was guilty too. But I led him on. I enjoyed it. I was as bad as he was. The worst of it was that it was partly true. I hated it more than anything, but I enjoyed it too. Once I got used to it. And he preferred me to my mother. I had a secret which gave me power. And my father gave me everything I wanted. Clothes, jewelry, perfume.
Did your mother never suspect?
That's the terrible question. And at the time, I was certain she didn't. Now, I'm not so sure. She'd have every reason to look the other way. Besides...
What?
I sometimes think she deliberately ignored what was happening in order to punish me. Because it was her way of taking revenge. Anyway, none of that matters now. There was a car crash and she was killed. He was in hospital for a long time, but when he came out, everything changed. Perhaps he thought it was a judgment. It never came near me again. So, now you know all there is to know about me. Even my husband doesn't know what I've just told you.
Why did you tell me?
I needed to tell someone after all these years. And it had to be a stranger. You were just in the right place at the right time.
There's still one thing I don't know.
What?
Why you sent me that copy of your father's letter.
Me?
At first, I thought it was Ivy Cook, but no. The envelope was very distinctive, just like these, on your desk.
Oh, that's not my desk. That's Gianluigi's desk. Perhaps he sent the letter.
It was you. You didn't photocopy the letter before it was burned. You rewrote it afterwards from memory and photocopied that. I saw this note from you, to your husband. The writing is the same.
It's not a crime, is it? Helping the police? Well, you should be grateful. I may have changed a few words, but it's pretty exact. It's just as he wrote it. I wanted you to know what you were getting into.
You also wanted to ruin Ivy Cook, isn't that so? You knew she'd get the blame and the family wouldn't stand for it.
That bitch has been a thorn in our flesh for too long. Now I'm tired. Let's go away.
Look, Aroni, what's this?
I'm sorry, sir, I don't...
Did you speak to this witness?
Yes, sir, C, code letter G, that's me.
G, look, Aroni, of course. She saw a large blue car near the scene of a crime.
Yes, sir, a foreign saloon driven by a woman with blonde hair.
Tell me about it.
The driver?
The witness.
Oldish, lives in one of those new houses along the road. Says there's not much traffic. She knows most of the people, so when she saw the car, she noticed it.
And there was only one person in it?
Yes, the blonde woman.
You've said blonde twice. The report says fair.
You can't put blonde. The computer won't accept it. Hair's either fair or yellow.
Right.
Is that all?
Yes. No, wait. One more thing. That crucifix.
What?
The one you took down, remember? Put on a filing cabinet. You don't know where it came from, do you? I had a visitor the other day. There was an accident. It ended up in pieces.
In pieces?
Yeah, smashed a little bit. Luckily, my visitor was a communist. I'd like a new crucifix. Can you get hold of one?
I don't know.
Well, try it. I want the same. Understand?
The same?
Identical. That crucifix had something about it. Unique. You know what I mean?
Is this the factory?
These are the Miletti's offices. The factory's out at Ponte San Giovanni.
You want me to drive straight in?
No. Pull up here. See that blue Mercedes? The one being washed.
I see it.
My guess is it's being cleaned for Ruggero Miletti's funeral this afternoon. Palatino, you've got a real way with cars, haven't you?
Thank you, sir. I like to think so.
Have you ever stolen one?
I was waiting to hear from you, Aurelio. I got your little package. It's a short...
Gilberto, wait. Can we talk on this line?
I'm an industrial espionage. You think I'd stay in business if I didn't keep my lines clean? Worry about your end.
Okay, go ahead.
Your crucifix contains a shortwave transmitter with a cadmium cell feed. Korean job. Cheap, easy to obtain. 4 or 5 months operation, then throw it away. The mic in the head of the figure is medium quality, which means it'd pick up a flea farting in a smallish room.
Damn.
The transmitter could be in that about 200 meters. Somewhere in that radius would be a receiver, probably rigged up to a voice-activated recorder. Once every so often, someone comes along, swaps a cassette, and takes away the highlights of your day. Aurelia?
Trying to think what I've been saying for the last week.
What do you want me to do with it?
Keep it.
Any idea who it belongs to?
Yes. I think it belongs to upstairs.
Watch yourself, Aurelia. Remember the Mora case.
Oh, Chief!
Well, Palatino at last. Any problems?
Pinching it? No. Went like a dream. But getting back here after I dumped it. Chief, I had to walk.
Sorry about that.
It was awful. I won't be doing that again.
Now you can make a phone call. But first, let me get back to the Questura.
It's odd. The voice sounded familiar. But it was a bad line, very muffled.
What did he say?
Reported a blue Mercedes abandoned on the road to Canara, very near the scene of the murder.
Look, Ronnie, this could be very important. Have that car brought in, turned over to forensics, and given the works. I want a full report first thing tomorrow.
Commissioner Aurelio Zen?
Speaking.
This is Rosella Foria, investigating magistrate. Forgive me phoning you at your hotel, Commissioner, but I should like to see you in my office.
Now?
If that's convenient. There's been some rather interesting developments.
Did you get a report on the car?
They were still working on it.
Damn.
They told me what they've found so far.
Anything?
The tyres correspond in general configuration to the tracks at the murder site. The soil is consistent with types found in the area.
Inside?
Traces of paint and dust, cigarette ash, and a few yellow nylon threads. They're still running tests on those.
Nothing conclusive, Dan. I'll need more than this if I'm going to convince this magistrate.
There are two matters I wish to discuss with you, Commissioner. The first concerns a car belonging to the Miletti family. You've had it impounded.
It was found abandoned near the scene of the murder.
The Milettis have filed a complaint.
A witness saw a similar car near the scene at the time of the murder. I sent the vehicle for forensic analysis to eliminate it from the inquiry.
You failed to notify me of this. Why?
I have no reason to expect a positive identification, as it turned out. I was right, nothing conclusive.
It's most unfortunate. The family are extremely displeased.
Oh, dear.
The car was apparently stolen from the cemetery while they were attending their father's funeral.
Oh, kids, joyriding.
You may consider the incident closed.
Possibly.
I beg your pardon, Commissioner.
It depends what we find. As far as I'm concerned, the Milettis are still suspects.
Suspects? Commissioner, the family are deeply distressed.
Kidnappers don't phone a number they know is tapped.
Commissioner,
if
please...
If a gang murdered Miletti, why not do it in the mountains where they were holding him? Why move him close to Perugia, then shoot him?
Ruggiero Miletti was killed 24 hours before the call saying he'd been released. In that time, only the kidnappers knew where he was. How could someone else have killed him? I said I had two things to tell you. The second is that the Carabinieri in Florence have detained a number of men who are believed to be members of the gang who kidnapped and murdered Ruggiero Miletti.
What?
I'm going there tomorrow for the formal interrogation. But I understand they've already made the full confession.
So the bastards get away with it.
Don't take it too hard, Commissioner. It's a pity your efforts in Perugia have not been rewarded with success. I have a letter informing you that your temporary transfer ends in 2 days. When you get back to Rome, no doubt you'll find other outlets for your energies.
Counting paperclips?
Cheer up, Chief. May never happen.
It already has.
Where to? Questura?
No. Drive me to Florence. As fast as you can.
Yippee!
It was a tip-off from a Sardinian gang. The usual rivalry.
They were based here in Florence?
Two brothers. They ran a garage, laundered the ransom through the business.
Well, Captain Rivolta, you've done remarkably well.
It was nothing.
I'd like to see them.
Oh, I'm sorry, Commissioner. Requests for interrogation must be presented through the proper channel.
Oh, I don't want to interrogate them. I want to beat them up.
What?
Just one of them. The one who kicked me in the balls at a payoff and left me to die. Your men hadn't found me, God bless them, I would have died. That's why I came straight here. As soon as I heard you've got the bastards.
Well, I'm not sure I can authorize the...
I won't leave a mark.
Possibly not,
yeah,
but...
I've done this before.
Yeah, I don't doubt it, but there's the question of...
There's a question of teaching these animals respect for authority. Next time, it might be you out there. Now the death penalty's gone, they've got nothing to lose. We must stick together, Captain. Just 50 minutes, that's all I ask. Cigarette? Remember me? Was it you? Out there on that hillside?
Not me. Another. We phoned the Carabinieri to come and get you. We don't want anyone killed.
Except Ruggiero Miletti.
We didn't kill Miletti.
You've confessed that you did.
They beat us. When the judge comes, we'll deny everything.
You had the means, opportunity, motive. Everyone will think you did it, no matter what you said.
Prison for kidnap, prison for murder. Same prison.
I read Ruggiero's letter to his family. You treated him well. You'll go to jail, but one day you'll get out. If you're sent down for killing a defenseless old man, they won't even lock your cell. Just weld up the door. Tell me about the day you released Miletti. If I'm to help you, I need to know.
We drove him to the place and left him. Alive.
What time?
Before dawn.
On Monday? 4 days ago?
Yeah.
When did you phone the family?
Later.
Later the same morning? Monday?
Yeah.
Not Tuesday?
Monday.
You called where? The Miletti house?
No.
No?
We called somewhere else. A safe number.
But the call was intercepted on the Miletti line. Who did you speak to? Was it a woman?
Hard to say. The voice was deep.
Someone in the family?
Not of the family. Not Perugian.
Where from?
From the north.
One more question. Who told you I was going to the payoff? One of the family? Someone from the Questura? What was his name? There are guards outside. Carabinieri. Nasty people. But then you know that, don't you? You've seen them in action. You want to see them again.
His name was Lucaroni.
They called another number on another day.
That's what he said.
But what did he take us for, idiots?
Palatino.
Call the other one. There's the intercept, logged and dated Tuesday.
You don't understand. He said they called another number, not the Miletti house, on Monday.
You don't believe him.
Yes, you don't?
He's a Calabrian. Never believe a Calabrian unless he tells you he's lying.
I've got the crucifix, Chief, just like you asked.
Same as the other one.
Exactly the same?
In every possible way.
Thank you. I'm sure it'll bring me enlightenment. The Carabinieri have got the gang. All of them. Well, not quite all. How much did they pay you?
Wasn't the money.
No?
Oh, they offered me money at first, of course. I refused.
So then they offered you more?
This time with threats. And I still refused. Just before Christmas, I heard from my sister. Her youngest boy had gone missing, just 3 years old. A few days later, I got a letter. Inside was a scrap of skin and a tiny fingernail. They'd amputated his finger with wire cutters. I never thought fingernails could be beautiful till I saw this one. That night they phoned again. The boy's got 9 more fingers, they said. I agreed to do what they asked.
What was that?
Pass on any information that might be useful.
When did he give you the bugged crucifix?
Not till you came. The Questore was open about his plans. No one knew what you were going to do.
And I thought it was the Questore who was bugging me. Where was the recorder?
In a cupboard in the corridor. I played back the tapes at home and noted anything important.
In contact with the gang? Come on, Lucaroni, don't make me do all the work.
They called me on a clean phone. I left the notes at a prearranged drop.
Oh, Lucaroni, that wasn't the biggest shit in all this.
One of the Milettis was in on it, too. Can you imagine that? Betraying your own father? At least I didn't sink that low.
Don't waste your time trying to smear the family. I'm not interested.
It's true. I had to pick up his messages at a motorway service station and take them to the drop, same as my own. I got there early once and I saw him.
Saw who it was?
I don't know. This is rubbish. He was all wrapped up in a scarf. I was a long way off, but I saw him.
How did he get there?
In a blue Mercedes.
Anyone else in a car?
No.
Describe him.
Short, medium build.
You sure it wasn't a woman?
I don't know. I didn't think so at the time.
How many times did it happen?
4. I can give you the date.
Write them down. And the times. Where did you pick up the messages?
At the Valdichiana service area on Route 43. The envelope was inside the last magazine in the top right-hand row.
So let's sum up. An unknown person left 4 envelopes in a motorway service station. You don't know who he was, if it was a he, why he was doing it, or what was in the envelopes, and you can't prove any of it. Doesn't add up to much, does it?
It's not doing wrong that counts, is it? It's getting caught.
Tomorrow is my last day in Perugia. I haven't been a glittering success, and if I have to admit that my inspector was a spy for the gang, that'll be the last straw. So you're going to get a break, Lucaroni. You don't deserve it, but I do.
I don't know how to thank you.
I'd rather turn you in. I just can't afford it.
Dottore, my mother will be...
Stuff your mother, Lucaroni. I'm doing this for me. Take indefinite leave from tomorrow and apply for a transfer to the Forestry Commission. Now, piss off! Out of here before I change my mind.
God bless you, sir.
God help us. Bartocci?
Zen.
I want a word with you about rat kings.
I'm very busy.
It's important. Remember what you said? Each rat defends the rest. The strength of one is the strength of all. What if there's a case where it doesn't work? Where the system breaks down and the rats all turn on each other?
Which is?
When one of them is damaged.
They just destroy the damaged rat.
No, not if they don't know which one it is.
Sounds rather theoretical.
It is. So I want to test the theory. Do you have the tape?
They said...
Wait. I want to hear this.
Yes?
Verona.
That's a password.
I'm sorry. This is Perugia. You've got the wrong number.
He screwed up. There should have been an agreed reply.
Okay, listen. We've released Ruggiero Miletti. Understand?
What?
But someone will have to pick him up. His leg's bad. He can't walk. Here's how to find him.
Wait a moment. Get a pencil, someone.
The road to Foligno. At Santa Maria degli Angeli, turn right. The Canara Road. Go to the telegraph pole with a mark and turn left. Second right. Then about a kilometre until you see a building site on the left. The Miletti's father is there.
Wait a minute. Second right or left? Hello? Hello?
Chief? You all right?
Take me to the Santucci's house. And tell me, what did the lab say? Have they found anything?
One thing, those yellow threads.
Yes?
They're strands from a cheap wig.
Of course they are.
You knew?
I know everything, Palatino. Who did it, how it was done. I've got all the cards in my hand. And if I play them right, perhaps this once the bastards won't get away with it.
What the hell do you want? We're in the middle of lunch.
Sorry, Dottore, but it's a matter of urgency.
I didn't ask you in.
Your wife owns a Beretta pistol. I wish to examine it.
Show me a search warrant.
This isn't a search.
Then what the hell is it?
A preliminary inquiry under Article 225 of the Penal Code. Refusal to cooperate will be communicated to the public prosecutor.
All right, you can see the gun.
What's going on, Lulu? Oh, Commissioner.
Signora Miletti.
I thought you'd been sent back to Rome.
Get on with the lunch. I'll handle this. Yeah. Come through, Zen. The gun's in here.
Can't you find it?
It's not here. It's been moved.
It doesn't matter. I didn't really come about the gun.
I beg your pardon?
There's been a new development. The Carabinieri in Florence have got the gang who kidnapped your father-in-law.
That's not possible.
I interrogated them this morning. They told me about their contact inside the family, who left messages tucked in a magazine at the service area on the motorway. The last magazine in the top right-hand row.
Oh, what's this to do with me?
On the face of it, it's an unsupported allegation by a gang of criminals. But we've suspected for a long time that an informer inside the family was passing information to the kidnappers. We didn't know who.
Not me, Zen.
Pietro was in England. Silvio can't drive, so he could hardly have gone to a motorway service station. Who's left?
You're lying. I don't believe you.
Then there's a motive. The informant leaked information slowly, bit by bit, so we need to look for someone who stood to gain from a delay in Ruggiero's release. I understand that in his absence, your negotiations with the Japanese company were progressing well.
You haven't spoken to the gang. They haven't even been caught.
I'm sure your contacts can confirm what I'm saying. Call them.
You're accusing me of collaborating with my father-in-law's killers.
I merely came to warn you of certain developments that could cause problems. Unless we act now.
What's in this for you?
A few years ago, I had a misunderstanding with my superiors in Rome. I was taken off active service. My pension was pegged. I was in line for the vice questore.
You'd still like that promotion.
I feel it's my right.
Thank God for human nature, rotten to the core. You said we must act. How?
The kidnappers admit everything, except the Miletti murder. A blue Mercedes was observed near the scene of that murder, driven by a woman with blonde hair.
Not Cinzia.
I identified the car. It's owned by the Miletti company. So I had it stolen and subjected to forensic examination. Several long threads were found from a blonde wig.
A blonde wig?
It seems someone was trying to implicate your wife. Especially as Ruggiero was shot with a pistol similar to hers, which is now missing. This presents us with a risk and an opportunity.
A risk? You mean to Cinzia?
To you. Ruggiero was killed 24 hours before the call saying he'd been released. In that time, only the kidnappers knew where he was. So if they didn't kill him, they must have told the person who did. And only one person was in touch with the gang.
It wasn't me. I didn't murder him.
I'm merely pointing out that the magistrate will assume the informant and the murderer are the same person. That's the risk.
And the opportunity?
It cuts both ways. If we can persuade Rosella Foria that someone else committed the murder, she'll think that person is also the informant.
I've been underestimating you, Zen.
We have an unfair advantage in the police. Everyone thinks we're stupid. Now I need those pictures of Silvio.
What? How do you know about those?
An informed guess.
Who put you up to this, Zen? You're not big enough to be operating on your own. Who's pulling the strings?
No strings.
What are you going to do with the photographs?
It's better you don't know. You might give something away. As you did when I mentioned the blonde wig, for example.
I've got the pictures here. You don't need them all. I think these two.
Good Lord. Which is Silvio?
He's underneath. Hard to recognize at first and all that makeup.
And the blonde wig. Who's that with him?
Gerhard Meyer. It was taken in Meyer's home in Berlin.
This is a little more explicit.
God,
yes. Well, you should do nicely. I need the negatives as well. And an envelope. I hate them to fall into the wrong hands.
Aren't they in the wrong hands already?
One more thing. I need to see Silvio. Could you ask him to come over here this afternoon?
Here?
Don't worry. He won't actually arrive.
Snow chains?
All vehicles using this road between October and April are required to carry snow chains. Did you see the sign?
To feel that sun, it's over 20 degrees.
This front tire.
Excuse me. I'm late for an appointment and...
Oh,
Zen.
Signor Minetti, forgive me. Had no idea it was you.
Thought you'd gone back to Rome.
Oh, not quite yet, Dottore.
They put you on traffic duty now, have they? Anyway, find the driver or whatever you're doing and let me go on.
That's not possible. On a cursory examination, this vehicle has at least 5 defects.
What?
Shut up and get lost. You'll have to come with me.
No, thank you.
Or walk, but it's a long way.
You don't know where I'm going.
Oh, but I do, Dottore. I do.
This isn't the way. Wait a minute. This was all planned, wasn't it?
Better be careful, Palatino. We've got a quick one here.
This is kidnapping. You'll get 20 years for this, both of you.
Turn here. Right, please.
Where are you taking me? What are you going to do?
All I need is your signature on some papers. It'll be worth your while. I don't expect you to do it for nothing.
Are you trying to bribe me?
I'm offering you a couple of souvenirs, that's all. Of Berlin.
Oh, my God.
I want you to sign this. If you refuse, prints of these photographs will be sent to friends and enemies of the Miletti family all over Italy. Picture the scene, Dottore. There they are, having breakfast. They open the post and, good God, can this be Silvio Miletti? What a pretty dress, but what a peculiar position.
This statement is lies. It's all lies.
So what does it matter if you sign it? It's just to stir up a bit of dirt. Quite harmless, really.
It's an outrage.
Read it. Then sign below, where it says you made this statement freely and voluntarily.
I, Silvio Miletti, depose as follows. On Monday, 22nd March, at 9:20, I saw Ivy Cook enter the garage of our family residence carrying a green plastic bag. She got into a blue Mercedes belonging to the firm and drove away. As Cook is entitled to use this car, I thought nothing of it. Later that morning, 11:45, I saw Cook go up to her room, carrying the same green bag.
I called to her. When she did not respond, I followed her upstairs. Her room was empty, and I heard her in the shower. The bag lay on the bed. To my surprise, I found it contained a blonde wig I had bought some time ago to attend a carnival party, and a small automatic pistol belonging to my sister, Cinzia. I don't know what you're trying to do, Commissioner, but it's a pack of lies.
Read on. It gets better.
I later asked Cook about the wig and pistol. She said she was playing a joke on Cinzia. I was appalled that she could think of this when we were anxiously awaiting my father's release. When I demanded further details, Cook became incoherent and hysterical. I thought at first that this episode was due to the tremendous strain we were all under at the time, but when my father was found dead and it emerged that he was shot around the time Cook was away from the house and with a pistol similar to the one I found in her possession, I began to suspect the horrifying truth.
It goes on. About your meeting or non-meeting with Cinzia. How you stole a gun. How Silvio could no longer keep his doubts to himself. See his signature? You recognize it, I'm sure.
It's not true. It's not even clever. If I'd murdered Ruggiero, do you think I'd bring the gun back to the house and then leave it lying in my room?
You were hysterical, not thinking clearly.
I was not hysterical. I wasn't even there.
Where were you?
I was... Wait. If this is an interrogation, I'm entitled to a lawyer.
Oh, it's nothing like that.
Then I can go?
Certainly not.
You ordered me to come here.
I invited you to come here because an eminent citizen has implicated you in the murder of his father. I thought we could clear it up, but that doesn't seem to have happened.
So I'm under arrest.
You're being held under suspicion. This will be communicated to the investigating magistrate. Palatino! She'll want to question you, of course. Unfortunately, she's away at the moment, in Florence. She should be available in a few days.
A few days?
Colchi? I want her in quarantine. She's to see no one. Take it out of herself.
I demand to see my lawyer. You can't keep me here like this. I'm entitled to a phone call. It's my legal right. This is a disgrace. I've been in here for 2 hours. No one...
Follow me.
What?
Come.
Where are you taking me? Where are we going?
Keep up.
I don't like this. I don't like it at all.
I'll take over now, Palatina. Locaroni, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be off duty.
Never mind that, I'll look after her.
But the chief said...
Go on, beat it. She's here, Dottore. So bring her in, quick.
Silvio, what are you doing here?
That man phoned me and told me what had happened. I tried to get hold of you. I had no idea they'd move so far.
How did you get in here?
He got me in. He's one of them, but he's in some trouble. He wants me to help him. Ivy, you've no idea what happened.
I know exactly what happened. I read the statement. All those lies you put your name to.
You don't think I signed that willingly?
You signed it. That's enough. I've spent hours sitting in a stinking cell all alone.
The statement's rubbish. I'll retract it. It's just a trivial vendetta by Cinzia.
Cinzia?
It must be. Sen had some photographs taken in Berlin.
Wait. Are you sure no one's listening?
We'd have heard.
It's all right. There's no one.
Zen virtually kidnapped me. He had pictures of me and...
And Gerhard?
Yes. God knows where Cinzia got them.
She didn't.
What?
She hasn't got the brains or the guts. It's Gianluigi.
Do you think so? It doesn't matter now. You'll be out by tonight. They've caught the kidnappers.
What?
So Zen can hardly keep you here.
Oh, God.
So much for Zen's
oh,
silly
no,
statement.
Oh, no, that's the worst
thing. The kidnappers
thing.
Have confessed to father's murder, too.
Silvio, I've got to tell you this. The kidnappers didn't kill Ruggiero.
I just told you. They've confessed.
Oh, I doubt it. And if they have, they'll retract it in court because they didn't do it.
How do you know?
Because I did. I did it.
Ivy... Don't say things like that. It frightens me.
I never thought the old bitch would say it. Shut up and listen.
It frightens me, too. That's why we must face it together.
You didn't. You didn't really do it.
Yes.
No.
No. Silvio, I swear on this body of Christ. I killed your father. But why? I did it for you, my darling. My baby. When they phoned to say he was free, I just snapped. I remembered all the things he'd said about you. All the cruel things. And I thought how happy we'd been these past few months, and if he'd come back, he'd have kept us apart. You'd have had to listen to all his jibes again. You couldn't stand that. Why should you stand it?
Oh, Mommy. Mommy.
Perhaps it was a mistake. Even mummies aren't perfect.
I think I may throw up.
But babies have to forgive their mummies, don't they?
What are we going to do?
We must plan and act, Silvio. That statement will be used against me.
But it's all lies.
All lies, but it's not all untrue. If they've got the kidnappers, they'll find out that when the gang announced Ruggiero's release, they called my number, my flat, on Monday morning.
That's not true. The gang called us at the house on Tuesday. I took the call.
No. They phoned me the day before. I taped it, took out my replies, then played it back to you over the phone.
Remember? The gang was given my number because it was a clean line.
So that's how she
did it. Who cares what they say?
You tell the tape
of being the finest lawyers in the country.
But I was wrong when a kidnapper told me the person who answered had an accent from the north.
Friends and contacts.
To a Calabrian, Ivy Cook probably does sound like a northerner.
Do you know why your real mummy died, Sylvia?
I didn't love her enough.
You were too weak. But you won't be weak now, will you?
I can't stomach any more. We've got enough to convict her, Silvio, and maybe Gianluigi Santucci, too. Lucroni, go down and charge them.
It's a pleasure.
We got them, didn't we? We really got them.
You can never be sure, can you? But on balance, yes. I'd say this time we've got the bastards.
Goodbye, Perugia!
What did Crepi say that first day? We lack polish, but the wood beneath is sound.
I can't wait to get back to Rome.
Counting toilet rolls again. Pity.
I collected your mail for you, Chief, from the Questura.
Thanks.
There's one from Ellen.
Oh, so what did it say?
I don't know. I haven't read it. It's not a postcard this time.
Hard luck.
Bad news, Chief?
She's going home.
Home?
Back to America.
Sorry, Chief. Thought I was giving you the good news first. I'm afraid there's this too, internal post. What is it? A reprimand? It's not about that car I pinched, is it? Or kidnapping Silvio? Or faking that confession? Or that time that...
To Chief Commissioner Aurelio Zen. From Enrico Mancini, Assistant Undersecretary. You are hereby informed of your promotion to rank of Vice Questore. And consequent on this, your transfer from inspection duties to active service on the Polizia Criminale.
Rat King by Michael Dibdin was dramatized for radio by Gregory Evans. Nicholas Leprebo was Aurelio Zen, Peter Gunn, Palatino, Eric Allen was Pietro Miletti, Joanna Myers, Cinzia Miletti, Richard Tate, Gianluigi Santucci, Matthew Sim, Silvio Miletti, and Anne Windsor, Ivy Cook. Keith Drinkle was Antonio Crepi, Ronald Herdman, Di Leonardo, Brett Usher, Lucaroni, John Webb, Bartocci, Joanna Wake, Rosella Foria, Jonathan Adams, Jovino, John Church, Mancini, Nicholas Murchie, Major Volpe, Melanie Hudson, the duty officer, Teresa Stretfield, Ellen, David Lerner, Giorgio, and Andrew Wincott, Gilberto. The director was Ned Shaye.